Experiment 627. To determine whether or not there are other viable species that will intermingle with our own. Currently, the hypothesis is that there are only certain few beings, including the current test subject. Subject is a human, male. It is well known that their species procreates quite liberally. Our tests will determine if their seed will actually encourage our own species' progeneration. You're awake. Good. We are going to run a series of tests for you. What we know of the human biology we have learned from your anatomy books. It's funny how many of your own species are looking to destroy knowledge. We found this old textbook in a trash pile somewhere outside of your city. You yourself were chosen for your fine features. Well proportioned, well musculated, and according to human sciences of the social kind, you are deemed submissive and breedable. Now, this is interesting. We will see if this is actually true. We will first see if our seed will take with you. We will be filling you with our seed. That is to say, me. And then you will be filling me with yours. It is all part of the experiment. Do not worry. We will ensure that this is as pleasurable to you as possible. But please, do not struggle. You are currently in our headquarters, floating high above the city. Our cloaking devices will make sure that no one can find you. I realize now that must sound scary, but don't worry. Your reactions and everything will be recorded. You are being recorded right now, for prosperity's sake. We will ensure that your memories are wiped, if need be, if this is too much of a traumatic experience for you. You will think of this as merely a strange dream. Humans are easily fooled this way. But you may be able to keep your memories if it's not traumatic for you. However, no one will believe you. We are an alien species, more advanced than your own. But there is much to learn about your kind. Though, looking upon you now, I can see the appeal. That cold slab must not be warm. And my understanding is that humans do prefer warmth when they are being copulated with. Now, this is all very scientific, I'm understanding. We are not well versed in human dialect, so I apologize if this is cold and clinical. But I do enjoy how warm your skin is. It's certainly an enjoyable sensation. Those stirrups, are they comfortable? Now, there are many ways to stimulate a human, from my understanding. However, it seems you have already been aroused. Tell me, human, what sensations are you most comfortable with? If at any point you need to redirect, please let us know. If I just lightly touch here. Oh. That seems like it was good. It twitched quite a bit in that moan. I understand that to be pleasurable. I do hope that my fingers are warm to your touch as well. Not uncomfortable. I'm just going to trace my fingers very lightly against your penis. There we go. Those are quite enjoyable sounds. I'd like to make you make them more. It is not unusual for our species to get aroused by others. The subject matter, of course, is quite provocative. That means you, yes. Your species seems the most viable to us. And quite frankly, I am hoping that our breeding program will take. And if it takes multiple sessions to see if this experiment works, then so be it. Now then, enough of the preamble, I believe. I think you're ready to be bred. I shall probe you first, and then you can probe me. This is not necessarily the norm in our experimentations. I need to taste you. It is a very important part of your mating rituals, from my understanding. Indeed, a pleasurable experience. Are those restraints tight enough, by the way? Oh, you are leaking now. I need to take this sample, but it will have to be an oral sample. I will say, even if your seed is not viable to us, it does seem very tasty. You are getting harder. This is pleasurable to me as well. I can keep this going if you'd like. For the experiment, of course. Now that you seem excited and ready, I understand that you also need stimulation in other areas. We will be probing your mouth first. Our genitalia is equivalent to yours. We can morph our bodies in such a way. I think I know of a way to make this more invigorating for you. Oh, your mouth feels wonderful, though, human. Here. Let me just change positions here. I will continue to stimulate you orally while you stimulate me, if that is reasonable to you. Excellent. Thank you, 627. You are quite large. Indeed, what a pleasurable experience. I am not used to stimulating an organ this large. How you humans do it. Enough, human. Enough. I will now probe into your anus now. Lubrication is, my understanding, not always necessary, but is, of course. Well deserved in this case, and also prudent. Are you ready for me, human? Excellent. Shall I? Yes. Quite pleasurable indeed. Yes. It may not be scientific, but I do very much enjoy this hole of yours. Yes. My hopeless little test subject. Yes. You are leaking so much. If only I could touch you more. Do not spill your seed too early, though. I need that in me. And you'll get mine. Do not worry, human. Do you want me to stroke your penis while mine glides in and out of you? What a sumptuous hole you have. It's so smooth. It's so warm. Yes. You wish for me to go faster. As you wish, human.
Oh, yes. 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 Yes, human. Very good. Yes.
Oh, yes, human. Oh, very good, human. We will see if my seed takes in you. Indeed, you are very breedable. But we are not yet done. You have not yet finished, and I need to collect your semen in me. For this, I will straddle you and lower myself onto your organ, which I can tell you I am quite ready. I'm quite ready for this. I've been practicing. Oh my goodness. I hope you're getting close, human. Am I sufficiently tight for you, human? As you pound into my orifice. The sensation. I've never known such sensation. Yes, that's it. Yes, human. Oh my. Your seed is leaking all over. Oh no. I am afraid this may have been a failed experiment. We may have to retest at another time. It seems you will need some time to recover. However, I can still collect some of the sample. Your seed. Delicious. Thank you, human. We will have to run several more experiments. We will be keeping a close eye on you. And I will need some time to recuperate as well. But I am hopeful. We will be seeing you again soon. We will return you back to your home, back to your bed. And perhaps next time we can try this in a less clinical space. If that is agreeable to you. Merely for the experiment, of course. We want to see if being in an uncontrolled environment improves sperm count and improves the chance of procreation within our species. I am getting notifications here that the experiment has been acceptable. We will be seeing each other again. Which is wonderful news for both of us, I think. I think that was enjoyable. But for now, my dear test subject, 627, rest. You will fall into a deep sleep now, and we will return you to your home. I hope I get to experiment with you again very soon.